scientists and researchers are adding to our knowledge and understanding of nature all the time. Mm-hmm. My question is, how much freedom should scientists be given to explore, particularly in the areas of genetic engineering, where we know that there are beneficial sides to their research, but there are also, shall I say, sinister aspects of the research as well?
These are the aspects, to which the Holy Quran refers in one of the verses, where the Satan is reported to have addressed God. He said, "I'll take my due share from those who call themselves your servants." You know, it refers to your creation, your servants. And that is going to happen. And what I'll do is, I will incite them to cut the ears of the animals. Now, it doesn't say why, but we know from practice, historically, that some incisions were given to the ears of camels or cows or other such animal, sheep, etc., when they were dedicated to some idols. And this was a sign that nobody should touch them. They are dedicated to that idol. So they could go to any crop or anywhere and eat whatever they please. It is, this custom is still preserved in parts of India. So that is one thing which Satan said, "I'll get my share of these people." They will do it. They will dedicate these animals not to the Creator, but to those who are created or even not created. And the second thing was very serious. He said, "I'm going to incite them to change your creation." This is genetic engineering. No concept of changing the creation of Allah could ever be born, not born, but could ever be born in the fancy of those people who lived, who shared the age of Hazrat Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Just beyond the scope of human jump into the fiction world of the future, how could anybody change the creation of Allah? They had not even acquired ordinary means of making a mechanized boat, you know, something like this. So, the Holy Quran says, and that is mentioned with a threat is inborn. That such people will go to Satan, and then Allah says, "We'll punish them." Those who do that, their ultimate abode is Jahannam. When I said no clear threat is mentioned, I meant in relation to their results in this world. But the underlying idea is so clear. Whenever I read these verses right from old, I knew something of that attempt would be made, and then Allah would maybe make them punish by such inventions or interventions going out of their hands and their control. And that is what the scientific community belonging to the advanced science are already fearing. And, you know, many a time you may come across great scares in the scientific community, in America in particular, whenever they release an insect which has been interfered with, and that insect is to perform a certain act of devouring the undesirable insects to save the crops. That experiment was carried out. But it has stricken fear in the more knowledgeable and more sensible members of the scientific community. They say, "Look here, these experiments may go out of hand." They point out what happened in Australia and what happened there and there. You try to control the activity of certain animals with the help of some other animals. You introduce them in Australia and you were very happy in the beginning. But ultimately they played havoc with the whole ecosystem of the country.
The rabbits did this.
What?
The rabbits did this.
See? So, similarly, such experiments were carried out with rats in some countries and so on. That is the problem related to these things. And in this particular context, I'm quite sure something will go wrong and a havoc will be produced, a dhimma or something, which may be today the creation of their fiction, but may become a reality. So, go out of control, like some people say, computers may out of control work. But they are not interference in the creation of Allah. They run along the course of Allah's creation. But what we are talking about now is the direct interference in the creation of Allah and attempt to change that creation. That is going to end up in disaster. Right?
So even such attempts to engineer plant crop, for example, wheat, to make them more disease resistant, even these also...
No, that's a different thing altogether. You see, you must understand the spirit of this verse. Anything which is done to support the creation of Allah, so that it may not change. How can you call it a change in the creation of Allah? All such efforts of breeding are meant to support the creation of Allah, to get the maximum benefits out of that. So that is not contradictory to the creation. I mean, wheat doesn't turn into bacteria or anything else, you know, like grapes. Even to that much, perhaps one could extend some agreement, as long as they are beneficial and they are serving the same cause. This is good. But the argument which would be put forward from the other side would be that the scientists would say we are also attempting to do the same. But it's not exactly the same. Wheat remains wheat, but more productive. And the Holy Quran has given clear indication that there is a possibility of wheat producing 700 times the number of seeds sown. So, how could it be against the will of Allah? But when they begin to interfere with the creation of life by for experimental purposes and go on changing one gene into another and one character into another and so on and so forth, that is the interference where, demons could be born out of ordinary life. And that is why the scientists never protested, never, against improvising the breeds of wheat, etc., etc. But they do protest against it. They see some difference, of course. And that is the difference I'm pointing out.